Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced, freedom cannot.
Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested.
Organizations out there.
Not like the Ace Train Show.
I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funniest.
I'm former President Barack Obama. You are listening to the Ace Train Show.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
The Ace Train Show.
Thank you to all the vets out there and all the hardworking heroes that really support our country and give us a free world to live in.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, well, it is another Monday down in the books.
Monday.
Man, we've got some...
It actually kind of flew today.
Can't really hear myself. There we go. That's a little bit better. Not only did it fly, but got so much things going on. And I'll share with you guys here in a little bit. But... hey,
things are brewing.
We are here, the Railhead Station Studios here in Colorado. It is another edition of the H Train Show with the Goose.
Hey, everybody.
Here, our mission is to show veterans and all of our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H Train.
And I'm the Goose. What's up, everybody? Thanks for riding along with us today. Today. I'm from the South today.
Okay.
So anyway, like I was saying on Facebook, if you were tuned into our live video there, you can tune into mbradio.us right now or irnbroadcast.com, or you can download the MBR app and listen to us live right now or pretty much whenever you want, because we've got our podcast up on the website all the time.
24/7.
Yeah, it's awesome. And we'll have it up right after the show today so you can listen. If you miss a segment or something. Anyway, and we're also on Facebook at H Train Show, and you can also text or call. Yes, you can call in too if you want to talk to us at 720-619-0627. I'm still not sure why you say
Rey
like
Mysterio.
That. What's that?
That's WWE wrestling. Which speaking speaking of WWE, mm-hmm. Brandi is back.
She is back. Had so much
she
fun.
She is listening. Well, I think she's listening. Let me check. You know, because we're
you
all
can see her.
Well, yeah. don't
no,
say
I'm
that.
Just kidding.
Don't say that too long because the listeners be like, uh-huh.
No, it's
but
I'm
hey,
just kidding around.
It's awesome because we got Brandi back, our super duper producer.
She's amazing.
She is.
She's like vice principal because we run a school around here. What is she, vice president?
She is now vice president of MBR, which that brings us to a key point.
You're the president. We should play like the dun, 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 dun. No?
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
Is that just for the real one?
I'm president, and anytime anybody in our little board that we have wants to vote me off, they are more than welcome. I've had too many meetings this week about it.
That means things are getting done, though.
Yes.
I have a feeling something's going to just blow up in a good way.
Something blew up today because now MBR, we have our EIN number.
Gasp.
And that doesn't, that doesn't mean E-I-E-I-O for Old McDonald, but E.
You can if you want it.
EIN number. So, yeah, I have no idea what that means,
we're
one step closer.
Yes, we're almost there.
Making MBR the first nonprofit for the internet radio station located here in Colorado.
It's going to be crazy. So yeah. If you have something to say about that, text us. Yes. Call in 720. How did you do it? 619. 619-0627. So just feel free to call or text us at any time during the show, guys, because right. We love to interact with you guys. So what do we got here? We also got a really kick-ass interview today with Veterans Path. And Goose's Gander today is a discussion about that thing we were on a minute ago, Facebook. Yes, and the horrors that can come with Facebook.
Yeah, you know.
You got to be careful, you guys.
I don't know how much.
Be really, really careful.
I don't know how much of a horror it is, though, Goose, because you're over there listening and watching these stories, and you're laughing. I'm not a brain scientist, but...
It's like every... We'll get to it later, okay. But it's like all the really lame horror movies out there. And it was like they actually happened. I don't know. We'll get to all the details and stuff. We have Tribute to the Troops with our friend Danny Ray for Dunbar today. Gosh, I went to a school with a Jennifer Dunbar. I hope she's okay. Was it a he or a she? Don't have that information.
I don't know.
Well, Danny Ray will divulge us with all that.
If it's somebody that you know, that's a rude awakening for you to find out this way.
Yeah. No, I'm sure she's fine. Okay. And then we have the 2-minute warning towards the end, of course.
Yeah.
When we talk about what we're going to do next week. Oh, next week is going to be fun for me. And what we learned.
Yes.
All that good stuff. Learning is fun.
Yes.
In the right environment.
Yes. So, things I just want to real quick send to everybody.
Touch upon.
As of right now, it is planned that the H Train Show is going to be in Bikers Down magazine that you can get here in Colorado. It is going to be in the May issue. We are going to pick one lucky listener from now until whenever. And, you know, this is how you become a lucky listener. You just text in or you call. People that work for us, they can't.
They can't win.
Yeah, they can't win.
It's kind of part of the rules, you guys.
Right.
So we need you to text us or call at 720-619-0627. I'm just gonna make fun of you from now on. All right, great.
So when you text,
let us know you're listening.
Your number will be in a drop of the hat, and then once we pick the winner, me and Goose will sign the magazine and we will frame it, and then we will send it to you. In fact, if you're a listener that's out of state, we'll fly you here so that you can be a part of it. And so, look, check this out. If you don't really, like, listen to our show, like, all the time, that's good. If you ever wanted to come to Colorado, this is a perfect time because we're going to be paying for your flight.
Yeah, and it's just starting to get nice out.
Cheap.
Today was gorgeous. Were you outside
Cheap
at all
people.
Today?
Cheap people. Anyways, Bikers Week. So Goose was talking about this next week. It was going to be a little bit difficult for her. I'm not going
to
be
in
the
studio
because I have to prep. Because tomorrow I leave for Bikers Week. That's in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Ooh, hoity-toity.
I get to meet the former owner of NBR. I definitely wish we would have met on better circumstances. Because he's given it to me. And
I'm sure you'll be lifelong friends.
Yeah. Because, you know, hi, thanks. Hey, thanks for the station. And, you know, peace out kind of thing. But it's not the way that I wanted to inherit it. Let me check you out.
Sometimes you just got to dive in. Bald head first.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now because I don't know anything of what I'm doing.
Yeah,
and we kind of told you the process of our nonprofit, so we got the first step out of the way.
Yay!
And then the last thing that I'm gonna say is H Train shirts. If you don't have a red shirt, remember everyone deployed. That's what red stands for. If you don't have a red shirt.
And it is red.
It is red.
The color red.
Not violet red.
No, like.
Not blue red.
No, like fire engine red.
Yes, fire engine red.
It's the good red.
Those shirts are still available for $25 if you live here in Colorado. If you live,
I'll drop it off personally if you live here
if you
in
live
Denver.
Out of state, there's going to be some shipping costs, but
yeah,
I guarantee you, you're still going to pay less than $35 a shirt. Can you believe how much shirts cost nowadays?
Well, if you want them all special, you know, with your fancy sleeves and your logos and stuff. It's mostly just to personalize. I don't think the t-shirt itself costs a whole lot. I think it's more like the labor that goes into the screening and stuff,
right? Yeah, so basically you pay like $8, $9 for the shirt, and then it's $10 for a screen. It doesn't matter if it's this size or this size. It's $10.
Like tiny or giant.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Sleeve size or like, you know, the big part of the shirt size.
Yeah, it's not like embroidery where you are charged every time that needle is dropped.
Is that how that works?
That's how it works.
Wow. Well, no wonder those, like, you know, championship Super Bowl hats and stuff are so aren't those like $50 a hat or something?
Yeah.
Those are some very intricate embroideries.
Yeah, mine wasn't even flex. It was one of those, you know, snap things or whatever. But we have a great show for you today. The music that is prepared for you was by Sarah and Michael Johnson. Goose,
they're just
I
great.
Had a list of stuff that I was going over.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, talking too much.
You are.
Tell us. How was your weekend?
It was okay. I did not get my taxes done as planned. I ended up having to stay late at work yesterday. I had a 4 o'clock appointment over at H&R Block, and I made it on, like, Thursday. So I was like, all right, I've made it. I'm getting it done. Great. Awesome.
Right.
You know, with plenty of time. And then I was supposed to work just 10 to 2 yesterday. And then, like, 2:30, 3 o'clock rolls around, and I'm like, I'm still here. What gives? So I, you know, tried to call the guy that was coming in after me, and he didn't answer. And then, so basically I had to stay there because nobody else was going to come in until 6 o'clock. So
wow.
I had to stay. But I guess more money for me. And he actually ended up calling me, like, an hour, like, at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, I'm so sorry. I thought I was working 6 to midnight. And I was like, dude, we have an app, like an app on our phones that
right.
tells us when our shift is. I get a text 2 hours before my shift every week.
Yeah.
So, like, why isn't everyone else getting a text? If I get a text from, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. This is the job where everybody shows up late anyway, so I'm kind of used to it at this point. But I'm not used to people just not showing up and then calling an hour before I get to leave.
See, I love my family. I get it. I tell everybody what the text line is so that we can see it.
Mm-hmm.
I have my phone over here.
Yeah.
And then I have my father that basically texts in.
Mr. Hunt.
I tuned in. Be
it's
on your two
720.
Toes. Don't screw up.
720-619. Maybe you didn't understand because I was saying it funny. 720-619-0627.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, you guys. Text in. I've gotten one text so far. It says, I'm listening. Thanks, listener.
Well, with that being said, everybody, we are going
Let's listen to
some
go tunes.
On our first music break. And when we come back,
more stuff.
More stuff. Well, we're going to talk to James Palm from Veterans Path. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR and IRN.
Oh, Memory Box Project, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, everybody, and you are listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR Radio and IRNBroadcast.com. And Goose.
Yes. Hi.
We've got
a super dude on the line.
Super dude. In fact, you know, usually on some of the nonprofits, you can read into the name and find out.
I really want to know what this one's about.
I really do, too.
I'm curious. So James, are you there?
James Pond is the executive director, U.S. Marine Corps veteran. And he is a part of Veterans Path.
Yes. So tell us little bit about that.
And I promise, James, I will not throw any crayon jokes or anything like that, okay?
Excellent. All fair. Veterans Path is an organization that was started about 10 years ago to help returning combat veterans really rediscover joy, purpose, and meaning in their lives. And so we started out providing one-day events to bring veterans together, teach them meditation and mindfulness skills, and really helped them work through some of the transitional issues that they were finding in coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. And that has since grown into some really healing programs that we run for both men and women veterans that have served since 1990, helping them work through issues ranging from moral injury to post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injuries, and sexual assault. And these programs have really made an enormous difference in seeing veterans to be able to overcome those issues, acquire the skills that they need to reacclimate into their civilian existence. And so it's been a really powerful experience for me to be the executive director and have the privilege of running this and seeing veterans find peace and healing and meaning in their lives.
So, James, my first question is this right now, and you might have said it, but I didn't catch it. It won't be the first time I didn't catch something.
Nope.
But when we're talking about this program right now, is it regional base or is it national base right now?
Yeah, so we have an office that is in Tennessee. We do programs in California, Tennessee, and Colorado this year.
Okay.
And so, you know, we are primarily looking to serve veterans in those states. We have had veterans come from over 30 different states across the nation that have been looking for programs like this. And so if there are veterans out there that are interested in Veterans Path, they should reach out to us and get in touch with us so that we can talk to them about how to access our programs and become a part of the Veterans Path family.
So how did this all get started? Was it kind of something that happened to you or somebody that you know, or how did this get started?
Yeah, so actually it happened to two women that were living in the Bay Area, and they had children that were the ages of a lot of the young men and women that were heading off to Afghanistan and Iraq, and they both had been meditation and mindfulness teachers for, you know, 30 years, and were wondering if there was anything that they could do to help bring healing to the men and women that were coming back home. They didn't want to see what happened during the Vietnam War happen to veterans here, where they just got forgotten and a lot of the hidden wounds of war were being overlooked. And so they started meeting with veterans, started meeting with the VA, started meeting with mental health providers, and finding that what was lacking were kind of three components. One was helping veterans to develop meditation and mindfulness skills. It was really helping them to be able to face their difficulties and challenges and to be able to acclimate both their bodies and their emotions to what was going on. It was also helping them to find a tribe again, to have a community that they had in the military that they've lost. Many veterans get out of the military and self-isolate and abuse alcohol and drugs. So we really wanted to create a community of veterans. And then third is that, you know, men and women serve in the military because they want to have meaning, they want to be of service, they want to do things for other people. And I think a lot of veterans get out of the military and really lose that sense of having purpose and meaning. And so a lot of our program is really helping to redirect veterans that, you know, your life is actually just beginning and that your purpose, function, and service still has a lot to give back to the world. And we want to help veterans to rediscover that for themselves.
It's really cool. Since becoming a part of the show, I hear this all the time where, you know, it's a calling and they are so willing to go over there, but once they come back, it's like nobody knew they were there in the first place.
Yeah.
Like we don't know how to bring them home or,
right,
you know, whatever that is. So this is a really cool thing you're doing, I think, because, I mean, I've never served in the military, but I know that I've felt lost every so often and would just love to have, you know, something out there to help redirect. And I feel like, you know, my issues are pretty chumpy compared to, you know, what these folks are dealing with. So it's, to me, it's really cool to have something like this to, like you said, redirect the energy and the negativity and turn it up to something that makes them deal with life better and deal with their issues better and become a happier person because of it. So I think that's really
cool. Well, you know, when you think about it, you know, we have one of the most powerful militaries in the world. We do a great job at wiring men and women for war. The trouble is that we don't do a good job at rewiring them to actually come home. And I think a lot of vets are coming back just wired in one direction. And we really need to create you know, ritual and ceremony and celebration about bringing these young men and women into their new civilian existence. And I know I struggled when I got out of the Marine Corps. I thought I was fine. I thought I was ready for my civilian life. And it was really a bumpy road of trying to rediscover who I was without that uniform on, and without the brothers and sisters that I had served with being alongside me. And so it's a whole new process that we have to think about when we have 7 million vets that are in the United States right now, with over 3 million of them having been in combat. There's really serious issues these men and women are facing that I don't think our social services and VA are quite ready to handle by themselves. So we're happy to be here and be serving these men and women.
Yeah, you know, it's, I'm just going to share this. I've never told Goose this before, but when I came back from my first rotation, no, it wasn't my first rotation, it was my second rotation in Iraq. When I came back and I was at Fort Carson, literally we were a part of AW2. And AW2 is kind of like, for the Marines, it's Semper Fi Fund, but for the Army, we don't really have one, so they created this thing called AW2.
Cool.
And we were in a traumatic brain injury conference, and believe it or not, this general that was speaking said that the reason why we were having issues with TBI and PTSD was because the military was unaware that we was going to have so many surviving come back.
Oh,
and
wow.
For him to put that out in the conference,
Just to say it,
yeah. It was like, wow, you just said that out loud. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, this movie that, and Goose, well, she'll be doing a review on this movie sometime in the near future, but this movie that they came out with, Thank You For Your Service, like the key phrase in that movie that, you know, that I keep telling people, that was the key phrase, was unless you have a visual injury, people don't think that you deployed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Unfortunately, that's how our culture is right now. And there's a lot of people that gets shift, you know, to the elevator instead of getting helped on. So what you're doing, I mean, is helping a lot, you know, because we already know that if you go to the VA, you know, they're going to give you drugs, but you're giving an alternative that can really connect them back into life on a positive note.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. And, you know, one of the other sort of unseen victims in terms of veterans coming back are women.
Yes.
You know, it's not just looking at, you know, the visual injuries. It's looking at women. And I've watched it happen. I'll be in the VA hospital and a woman walks up the front desk and says, you know, I'm here for my appointment. And they look up and they go, oh, is your husband here with you? Like, not the veteran.
What
you
is
know?
This, 1920? I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of it is perception. The idea of, you know, I know a lot of women had very hard challenges in getting their benefits paid up because they said, I was in combat, and at the VA, they're scratching their heads, and they're like, well, we don't have a nomenclature for a woman and combat together. And yet, you know, here we have thousands of women that have deployed multiple times to the combat zones and have fought right alongside men and yet come back and don't get the same sort of accolades because they don't run around with a beard and tactical gear in their car that they couldn't possibly be a veteran. And so, you know, we do a special service for women and really helping provide programs to help them address not just the typical issues a veterans face, but also these really vulnerable places that they face as women.
Wow. Well, as a woman, thanks.
Because, right?
I mean, I didn't even think about that. And like I said, like, is this 1920? Like,
yeah.
Why do people still
you
think
know,
like
it,
that?
It is a bad issue. And another bad issue that we're dealing with right now in the military, the biggest issue is sexual harassment or rapes.
Well, if that happened to me, they would be sorry. It's no laughing matter.
Well, I mean, let's think about this, Goose, okay? Let's say that you're in a team of five people and your squad leader raped you and you are worried about bringing it up because you don't
want... Well, it's like the Harvey Weinstein thing. Yes. Like, they didn't want to bring it up because they'd lose their job or they wouldn't get that big break.
And as a woman in the military, you don't want to get smoked or you don't want to get the... I don't know if it's the right word, but you don't want to get the backdraft of the repercussions that happens if you said something or whatnot. So that's another big thing that's happening in the military as we stand here.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think it's probably more of the proclivity of it is a lot higher than people think that it is. As I've had experiences in sitting with women and hearing their experiences, you know, imagine that you've just deployed to a combat zone. You've just gone through hell with, you know, this group of people, and then they sexually violate you. How confusing that is to be celebrating the fact that you're alive, you survived all these horrible circumstances, only to be sexually assaulted by someone that you trusted and that you would call brother, that you would take a bullet for. It creates a lot of emotional duress for a lot of these women that have undergone that. And they say it's one in four, and I think in my experience, it's almost half of the women that I've talked to have had these kinds of experiences. It's really overwhelming.
Wow, that is shocking.
Yeah.
Whew! I need to breathe.
Well, Goose, do you have any more questions?
No, this has been a mind blower as well as, and an eye opener as well. So, James, thank you. And we're actually going to head into what we call your time to shine. We're going to play a little intro here and we'll bring you back in. But basically, this is the time where, if we didn't ask you the right question or you didn't say something that you really, really wanted to let the people know, now is that time. So,
it's your time to shine.
This is a time to shine, baby. It's a time to shine.
All right, so we just kind of introduced you to the time to shine. So whenever you're free, go ahead, and you've got the platform, James.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Right now in the United States, we're facing an epidemic of young men and women that are in need of services that don't involve standard medical interventions like drugs, medications, or seeing a standard counselor. And Veterans Path is meeting a really special need in helping men and women to find alternatives, to finding healing and joy and purpose and meaning in their lives. So if you're a veteran and you're in need of services, please reach out to us. If you are a civilian and you want to support veterans, please go to veteranspath.org. Donate, support the work that we're doing. Like us on social media, follow the work that we're doing, and get involved because the problem is too big for us to do alone, and we certainly can't do it without you.
All right.
That was well put.
Well put.
Did you rehearse that?
No, but I am. My wife calls me the king of wing it.
Well done, sir.
Yeah, you know, James, if you want me to, I can edit that out. You probably don't want to, tell everybody that you're a key of wing it.
No, leave it in there.
James.
Well, I can tell you right now, if they know I'm a Marine Corps vet, they already know that.
James, hold on, and we'll talk to you on the other side. For everybody else, stay with us. Don't go away. You've been listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR and IRN. Stay tuned for more great stuff.
Wow.
Who was that guy?
I know, right? If you guys didn't know, what we do is we pre-record, the interviews.
Sometimes. People have stuff to do, and it's just easier for them sometimes.
Right. So. Or, we're in a music break, and we call a person.
You had laryngitis that day. Who did your dad say you sound, or was it you that said you sounded like?
I sounded like John Fox.
John Fox.
John Fox or Mickey Mouse.
Oh, my goodness. Or Mickey Mouse. That was the other one.
Yeah. So.
Awesome.
That was me getting cured. So
let's listen to some more music.
Yeah, let's listen to some more music, shall we?
Yeah.
And when we come back, it's the discussion everybody's talking about. Or is it the discussion of the opening, Goose's new reality TV show that she's binging?
Oh, yeah.
Nailed it.
I'm already done. Yeah. I've binged.
So whatever you do, stay with us. More is to come right here on the H Train Show with the Goose here on NBR and IRN.
Quit trying to love me. I done told you I'm not the one. Baby, please quit trying to love me. You should know you're just some fun. Can't unlock my heart. Don't you even start to try. Black, I can't ever get back get yourself someone a little better than me. Yeah, I'm stuck in this black, can't ever get back to where
two-time Super Bowl champion Brandon Stokely, and you are listening to The H-Train.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to The H-Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR and IRN.
Yep.
And Goose,
Yes.
Before we go to your segment.
Yes.
I just want to reiterate and let everybody know that the person that is helping us through this whole process, and we're going to post the picture because she just told me that we could post the picture.
The nonprofit lady.
We are, I guess we can start taking donations.
Oh my God.
For now.
Already?
But we're not an official 501c3 until the federal.
Oh, yes.
Okays it. But Melody Pittman. We just want to say thank you so much.
Thanks, Melody. And I love your name.
Me and her have been working our asses off today. So,
yes, you have.
With that being said, Goose, guess what time it is?
My time.
Ready, everyone? Now think. Goose.
Oh, it's just you.
You were afraid it was somebody important.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
It's alive.
Of a feather must act together.
Do not stop turning that spit. That is the whole secret of a properly roasted goose.
It smells so good, Mother.
It does, doesn't it?
I'll have what she's having.
Squirrel!
All right, so everybody, you know.
It's time for Goose's Gander. Well, yes. Today's Goose's Gander is not a movie review, as we said. It's a discussion.
And, you know, I kind of like doing the discussions
a little bit more. I can't afford to go to the movies all the time.
Right? Nobody can.
So here we And I just spit all over the desk.
That's awesome. Pick up those cool points when you leave.
Get out a towel
you know,
here.
The bad thing about the movies is, like, I went to the movies the other day, and I have, like, this, I don't want to say free subscription, but I have this thing with the movies to where I get free popcorn and free Coke.
Lucky.
Because I'm a Hawkins loyalty member or whatever.
Fancy.
But still, it's like $9 just for the ticket.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you get,
I had to pay, when I went and saw Red Sparrow, it was $15 just for
crazy.
The ticket. Well, luckily I had a little movie pass, so I didn't have to pay for the ticket. But I did get snacks. I got a medium popcorn and a large drink, and that was another, like, $15.
It's crazy.
So, yeah, and that was crazy. Even, like, a combo, I'm pretty sure. That's a combo price, you guys. So, like I said, I can't afford to go to the movies all the time. So today, we're not talking movies.
No, but today... let me explain to you how this was brought up.
Yeah.
So we have a friend on both of our friends lists on Facebook that shared a sad but true story.
Yes.
And the story basically was, I got a friend's request. And when I got
on
the
Facebook.
Friend's request, I didn't check to see if we had any mutual friends. I just accepted it because...
Well, that was silly!
Well, I didn't accept it because I trust people. Well, unfortunately, in today's society, you can't really trust people. And what happened is this gentleman, he friend requested this woman, and the woman just go ahead and said yes. She doesn't know him. And then he looked through her profile, and, you know, I make a joke about this, but a lot of people put the picture of them with their kid or just their kid. Mm-hmm. I honestly think that people that don't have a picture at all on their Facebook profile is a good indication that they're heavy set, they're not comfortable with themselves.
Or they're a robot.
And so this woman had a picture of her kid. Well, he took that picture and he went to the elementary school and he searched around for that picture and he started bidding on this, like, pedophile site.
Ew, they do that?
For $7,000 for this kid. So she went to pick her son up, and he's been kidnapped. Oh, my goodness. By the time she went to pick him up, he was sold, like, 3 or 4 different times.
My Lord.
And they couldn't catch him. He's still missing to this day.
How long ago was this?
I don't know. She posted it, and I didn't read how long ago this was.
But that's what we're talking about,
Facebook.
It's scary out there, you guys.
Even though it's great connecting friends, family.
Yes. Just be smart about it is really the bottom line here, I think. Like, yeah. I get friend requests all the time from people that are friends of a friend of a friend or something.
Right.
And it's like, first of all, your friend requested me on, like, my personal page. And I don't have kids, but I know 100 people that post pictures of their kids and stuff all the time, which is fine. Like, you're totally free to do that as long as you're smart about it, I feel like. But, you know, if you don't know the person, like, if you've never met them, who cares if they know a person that you know?
Right. Well, check this out.
You're not going to be the rude guy by saying delete, because first of all, they can't see that you've deleted the request.
Right.
They cannot see that. And second, they probably won't even know that you've deleted it until like a year from now, and then they'll try again, and you can just delete it again.
Well.
It's stupid.
So I've got something that will help you combat this issue.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it on the computer right now because we're on air, but I can kind of describe to you what you do. So when the next time you're on your computer, if you go to your settings page.
It actually has the thing on there now because of the recent Facebook breach or whatever was going on. I actually just signed in and like right away it has
so
the thing
So if you
on
go
there.
To the settings page
and
you go under your general info, there's a place where you can make it so that your friends can't see your other friends. They can't
really? See. Really? I didn't know that.
They can't see who you're friends with.
Oh, so like, well.
Like, it'll tell you.
But what about those people that are like, well, now I don't know about the mutual friends.
It'll tell you that you have 6 mutual friends. But it won't show you who those mutual friends are.
That's how I make connections sometimes. But again, if I haven't like personally met you or like, you know, really interacted with you at all, I'm not going to accept your friend request.
Right. And you know, and that's how some people
and it seems to be like the young people, like they think they're going to be like the mean guy or something because they're not accepting friends. Dude, it's your site. It's your page. Like, you get to choose who sees it. That's the whole point of it.
And there's some people, you know, I'm not really that, you know, I'm not really in that category. But there are some people that really like to separate their home life from their work or from their club life.
Sure.
Because I have a guy that I'm friends with in a group from my club, but I'm not friends with him on Facebook. And, you know, for the longest time, I thought maybe he might have had a personality conflict with me, you know, or something like that. But, you know, I've kind of learned the hard way of not taking everything you know, personal.
Yeah. Because everybody's got their stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and not, I mean, not everybody talks about their stuff either. So you never know what's going on with a person. So it's, you know, it kind of, I mean, I'm terrible at this, but I always try and, you know, keep an open mind. You know, if somebody's rude, like at the Walmart or something, you get that cashier that's had a terrible day, you know. I always try and, like, say, like, hi, like, how are you doing? And, like, just kind of say something that'll take their mind off of how crappy their day was.
Right.
Because, I mean, I've been a cashier, and it was not fun, so I totally understand. But, like I was saying, you don't really know what's going on with a person.
Hey,
so.
You sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you,
we're coming full circle.
Yeah,
now.
You haven't used the buttons. We tried not to use the buttons during the interview because I take the interview kind of serious. But when we're doing this, you know.
Yeah, I just forgot about my buttons. But I don't know. I think in the grand scheme of things, you guys, just before you hit accept, before you hit okay, second guess yourself for just a second, you know, or, you know, if you know that person, like, go ahead and accept the friend request, but beware. I would even if you think you know the person, I would check out the profile really quick, because true story, you guys, Goose got duped. Okay, are you ready for
this? We're listening.
Okay, so this was like a month ago. I just remembered this, so it's kind of fun that we're talking about this right now.
Okay.
So about a month ago, I get a friend request from Jeff Bridges. Yeah, actor Jeff Bridges. And I'm like, well, that's kind of odd. Why would Jeff Bridges? And he actually friend requested my my Loose the Goose page, not my personal page.
Okay.
So I was like,
on Twitter or Facebook?
On Facebook.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, you know, that's fine, whatever. And then I guess I posted like a picture of myself, and of course Facebook like automatically tags you. So he figured out where my personal page was, I guess, in the grand scheme of things, and then requested friends on there. And I was like, well, why the heck would Jeff Bridges want to be my friend? Like, I don't know him. How the heck does he know me? And I'm like, well, maybe I'm just that popular now, you know, with the H Train show and my podcast and just being so great. And so I checked out the profile, and it looked kind of legit, to be honest with you. But, like, there were very few pictures, and there was, like, the most recent post was from, like, a year ago. And I was like, okay, this ain't right.
Did it have the blue check on it?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I remember you saying that to me, though, yes. When I remember posting about this on Facebook. And you were like, did it have the blue check?
See, and that's the biggest thing that I've been trying to get on Facebook about, is trying to get the Ace Train show
to have the blue check.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, so this was the craziest thing, okay, though. So then he messages me on Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
And he goes, hey, you know, what's up? And I'm like, why is the dude talking to me? And, you know, I kind of like, hey, like, are you seriously Jeff Bridges? Like, give me a freaking break, right? Do we have a dump button?
No, we don't.
Oh, crap. So, anyway.
That's all right.
Well, it's my first slip up. It's fine. So anyway, it's like,
I own the company. Well, I'll be the one getting sued. Don't worry about it.
I'll pay the fine. So so I'm like, you know, why is this guy talking to me? And like, we kind of talk back and forth, and he's like, yeah, I'm Jeff Bridges and all this stuff. Finally, he says something like what we were listening to on this YouTube video earlier, where it was like, you know, you're really pretty. I really like your smile, and like all this weird stuff. And yeah. I was just like, okay, this isn't Jeff Bridges. Like, he wouldn't do that.
Right.
I feel like he wouldn't do that. You know, just like randomly tell someone on Facebook. Like, I don't think so. So I blocked this guy, right? Like, right away after that. I was like, right, absolutely not. So then I'm like, you know, I could swear that I liked Jeff Bridges' Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So I look up Jeff Bridges' like public Facebook, like his celebrity page or whatever. And not an hour before I got started messaging with this random Jeff Bridges,
right,
the real Jeff Bridges posted a video on his fan page saying, hey, you guys, heads up, there's some dude out there trying to be
impersonating
me.
Impersonating me.
Yeah, and he's friend requesting, like, all of you that are on this fan page. So please don't do it and all this stuff. So I got out of there pretty early, but I feel like I wasn't the only one. So everybody, if you've been talking to Jeff Bridges, it's probably not him, and you should block him right now.
No, you bring up that, and I've got this. I got this thing that I want to share with you.
Yeah.
Because talking about messages and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I want you to hear this. Hopefully it's not too loud.
Okay.
But I want you to hear this. This is the stuff that I deal with every day. It's
okay.
It's of course a wrong number, but just listen to this.
All right.
On January 1st, 2018, the government will start killing all mentally challenged and retarded people.
What?
I started crying when I thought about you. Run, my retarded friend, run! Share this and keep on the fun.
What? What is that?
I'm not sure
whether to laugh or smack that guy in the face.
It was obviously a joke that's been going around or whatever, but yeah.
That's terrible.
I just got that on a voicemail and I'm like...
Do you know who sent it?
I don't. If you know Texas,
yeah. If you know who that guy is,
7206190627.
Oh my god!
Apparently, I'm a retarded friend.
You are. That's nice.
Well, okay, so we got that story.
So be careful on the Facebook, and I guess anybody can follow you on Twitter. So I don't know. Just be careful. It's hard for us celebrities.
Well, with all celebrities,
no.
There's a blue check mark.
I don't have
a stalker
yet.
If you guys don't know, even with Twitter, oh, it's so hard to get the verified. Just so you know, the application to get the verified, like the lawyers and stuff, is $1,200.
Oh, it's lawyers and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
A lawyer has to put it in, they can either choose to accept you or choose not to accept you. It's up to them. And then once you spend the $1,200,
if you're not accepted,
like if they don't accept you, you lose it.
That's the government's now.
Yeah.
Or the lawyers, whoever. The Twitters.
That is. But it's so hard because it's per each schedule. So
well, they probably have to, think about the in-depth investigation they would have to do into something like that.
I've been doing this show for 5 years and I don't even have a verified thing. But once we start getting popular,
popular yet?
No, we're not popular yet. But once we start getting popular, I always...
Your texting will help.
I always kind of worry about that, especially when we have a number, somebody else using that number, etc.
Yeah. I don't think so.
So
not on my watch.
I let you read a form, share another horror story.
Well, I listened to a bunch. Let's see. So there was one where this girl, she met a guy at school. And he seemed kind of nice, so he was like, hey, here's my Facebook page. And she was like, okay. And she goes home that night, and they chat for a bit on Facebook.
Right.
And then she goes to bed, and then she gets up the next morning, goes to school. This dude's not at the school anymore. And she's like, well, where's so-and-so, right? And she actually had, a class with him, I guess. And in the seat where he was... is some other, creepy-looking kid. And I guess the teacher, does attendance at the beginning of class. And not only did he not say the kid's name that she met the day before, the kid that was sitting in his seat, he didn't say his name either, the teacher. The teacher didn't say his name. So this girl goes, well, hey, who's this new kid? And everybody kind of goes, who? And new kid's gone. By the time she speaks up and says something about, well, who is this?
Right.
So then she goes home that night. She has a new Facebook friend request from creepy kid that disappeared from class. And she tries to investigate the profile. There's only one picture, nothing else, because it's, I guess, got a private setting or something.
Yeah.
So instead of just deleting it and calling it a night, she accepts the friend request from both of them so that she can, go more in depth into their profiles to see, who they are and what they're doing. And
are you talking?
Yeah, I am talking. And basically, this guy, like, starts messaging her, like, really creepily. Kind of like how this Jeff Bridges imposter was. Like, gosh, you're pretty. And then it got, like, really creepy. Like, hey, I'm watching you. I'm always at your school, even though you can't see me.
Right.
You know, stuff like that. So I guess she ends up blocking these guys. She never sees either of them again. And even, like, people from the school, like the principal, she asks, like, about the original kid, and the principal kind of gives her a cryptic, like, oh, he's here, and but, you know, not really. I don't know. It was a really creepy story. I don't know what you sent me, but it was, like I said, I was kind of laughing listening to these because it was literally, like, one of those, like, Blumhouse horror stories.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you've seen the
Suburban,
yeah, like
that
people disappear and nobody knows, but there's creepy people talking about it.
Or you wake up in a bathtub full of eyes with a slit, and it says, when you see this, call 911.
Oh, yeah, and you're missing a kidney. It's awful, you guys. It's awful out there. Be careful on the Facebook.
What is that called? It's called Suburban, I don't want to say myths. Maybe Suburban Stories.
Urban Legends?
Urban Legends, yeah!
Trust me on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I win. Winning.
Yeah. The out of the stories that I sent you, the one that I thought was kind of incredible. Now, you know, we all know it's about the, you know, accepting Facebook, Messenger, adding friends.
Beware.
And stuff like that. But the one that really, like, spoke to me was the one where the guy decided that he didn't want to be with the girl after they had relations, and she took the used condom and put it in the freezer.
That was screwed up, man.
And said, hey,
if you leave me, I'll make you stay, because I've got a way to make you stay, because she had a condom in the freezer. I don't know how well that would keep, but...
Well, I'm
either
sure,
way, I'm sure it freaked him out.
I'm sure he would do the same thing.
You guys,
know?
Be so careful out
right?
there.
Oh, hey, and check this out. Check this out. You're going to love this.
Oh, we're freaking people
so there's
out.
This app that I got, and it kind of freaks people out when they unfriend me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'll see they unfriend me, or I'll see my numbers go down, you know?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, sorry I offended you. Bye. You know? And be like, how did you know? There is an app, a very good app, very reliable app.
Mm.
It's like $10 or whatever. It's called Still Friends.
Oh, so it's not free.
No, it's not. Anything good, look, check this out, everybody. Anything that's good app-wise, you got to pay for it. You just can't be a cheapskate.
That's true.
This tells you, like, who your new friends are. Like, there'll be some people that leave Facebook, and they'll come back.
Oh.
And it will let you know that they came back.
Oh, nice.
And, like...
For only $10?
Yeah.
Like, flat or
$10,
monthly?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
And you can check it as many times as you want. The app is called Still Friends. I like
Still
it because... The reason why I got it is because I felt so stupid. I, like, see somebody, and I'm like, oh, okay, I know that they're on my friends list. And then when I go to message them something, they're not my friends. And it's like, oh, that awkward situation where you go and tell a person that...
Bye-bye.
Yeah. You tell the person that you want to do an interview or something, and then... They're not there as your friend, and it's like, okay.
You missed out, whoever you are. Yeah.
Because for some people don't care, but I kind of like to know who's still my friend or who's, like, leaving Facebook for a while.
Sure.
Because I see it so many times. Everybody's like, attention, everybody. Attention.
Yeah.
I am leaving Facebook.
I will be unplugged for the next week.
Right.
And then you see them like 2 days later. Right. Like, hi, everybody.
Right. But I got like
I gave in to temptation.
I got like four or five friends that like disactivate their account. Activate.
I suppose if you're not using it, it's good to deactivate it though. Because then people can't futz around with it.
And remember, you can have Messenger and not Facebook. You can do that now.
Oh. Especially, you can have Messenger but not Facebook?
Right. You can delete Facebook and just use Messenger.
Fancy. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I actually got really mad at Facebook when I had to download the Messenger app separately in order to use it.
I know,
it.
Right? Oh, that
I was like, what?
Me.
Like a week ago I could use it just on my Facebook app, and now I have to download this whole other thing. And it's like twice the space
right.
that it uses on my phone now. I had to get a bigger card and everything.
You know, the thing
it's
that
so
irritates
annoying.
Me about Messenger, and I don't know if you hate it too, but the one thing that I hate about Messenger is when somebody calls you on Messenger because they don't have your phone number.
I don't hear that ring at
before
all.
Before you so. Call, text the person, hey, is it okay if I call you? Instead of just like yeah. calling, and it's like, or.
I don't know. I never get phone calls, so I'd be like, ooh, someone's calling me. Goody.
Or I got this friend that he likes to do the voice. The video, you know.
Oh, the
singing.
Snapchat.
Like, no.
Oh,
he wants to do like a video call.
Oh yeah, you can do that on Messenger.
And
yeah,
and I
like
can't
a
stand
Skype
that.
Almost.
I'm like, dude, I don't want to.
You don't want to look at his face.
Well, I don't want him to look at me.
Why not?
Well, because
you're not bad looking.
I'm fat.
So
I'm
half
fat.
The world is fat. That means you're 50%.
Okay. We got to go on. Do you have any more stories? Cause
no.
If not,
they're all scary. I don't want to freak people out.
We're going to go
just
on
go to YouTube and look up Facebook horror stories,
right?
And you'll find some.
We're going to go on a music break, everybody. And when we come back, it is more stuff with me and the Goose. You're listening to the 8th Train Show right here on NBR. 8th Train Show with the Goose. Right here on NBR and IRN, we're going to go to Deanie Ray's Tribute to the Troops now. So whatever you do, don't go away.
Tribute to Troops, sponsored by the Brotherhood of Veterans. Vets helping vets. Helping vets. Helping vets.
This is an NBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Could I make that sacrifice? If I came down to it, could I take the blood? Yes, I would.
Hey, folks. Danny Ray here of the Wild and Woolly Show. Here to pay tribute to another fallen member of our military. The Department of Defense announced today the death of a soldier who was supporting Operation Inherent Resolve, Master Sergeant Jonathan J. Dunbar, 36, of Austin, Texas, died March 30th in Manbij, Syria, as a result of injuries when an improvised explosive device, IED, detonated near his patrol. The incident is under investigation. Dunbar was assigned to headquarters, United States Army Special Operations Command, Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Mr. Dunbar, we here at Military Brotherhood Radio, we salute you and thank you for your service. And now, back to you, H-Train and Goose.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go on the last music break, and when we come back, me and the Goose are going to talk about what we learned today and preview who we have next week. So, whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the 8 Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR and IRN.
Three weeks, 2 days, shaking hands, kissing babies while my baby's at home just missing on me. Yeah, it's a take the wheel kind of deal, pedal to the metal, metal on the radio giving me Red Bull wings. Yeah, I ain't stopping, girl, till I see your face. Oh, I ain't stopping, girl, what I'm trying. Yeah. Baby, oh, I'm going crazy. Oh, I'm running red lines to get to you. Oh, oh, now, baby, stay up and wait for me. Cause I'm running red lines to get to you. See that front porch swing, swing that front door open, take you right up off of your feet. Yeah, I'm in for the long haul, up and down the hall to the bedroom all night kind of thing. Yeah, cause baby.
This is Alicia Chiplick with Courage on All Fronts, and this is the H Train Show.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR and IRN Network.
Hi.
And we have came up to the last 2 minutes of the show. And before we talk about what we learned, we got about a minute. Goose.
What? What I learned?
Tell us how guy's gonna nail it or nail you.
Oh
or...
No. Nailed okay. It okay. Is a show on Netflix. It's okay. New, you guys. So they bring in three amateur bakers to try and recreate baked goods that they see on Pinterest, like the unicorn cakes. There's a shark attack cake that they do. There's wedding cakes. So it's if you're into baking or cooking shows, this is for you. Okay?
Okay.
Like I said, it's called Nailed It. The first season is on Netflix and I binge watched it in like 2 days. And you guys, I don't binge watch stuff.
Right.
And this is that okay. Good. Okay. The host is hilarious. And the other judge is this French guy that I absolutely love.
We're going to get shirts with the Goose picture on it. And then on the back, we're going to have Bake Your Selfie Nailed it. We're going to make sure.
Well, that's the thing, is they're actually looking for people for season two. So okay. Get on social media. They have a Facebook page. It's just Nailed It on Netflix.
Okay.
And there's a video on there, and it's hashtag bake your selfie, and you bake a cookie, and you try and draw your own face on it, like a self-portrait.
And if you guys
and then you
do
post
this,
a picture of it.
Listeners,
so,
if you guys
join
do
me,
this,
we'll be on season two.
And we'll post those on our website.
Yeah, we'll post them on there for you if you want.
Yeah, in fact,
I'm
going to
do
what,
it.
In fact, I tell you, if you have a loved one that was in the military and they died, send that to us. We'll do a tribute to the troops for you.
Sure.
If you have a letter to a loved one that you want us to play a song and dedicate it to somebody, tell us. We'll do that.
Yeah.
You know, we're here
to
for
help.
You. Yeah. But it is that time, Goose. It is the 2-minute warning.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado. A place for all and all the game teaches.
All right, Goose, what did you learn today?
I learned that people are creepy. Be careful on Facebook.
Yes. And I learned that if you want to get back at your baby daddy, just freeze some sperm in the freezer.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, right?
Don't be weird.
Hit
Please
it.
Don't be weird. Oh, my goodness. Goodbye, right. Everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. You know what that means. Every time sure flies when you're having fun. We hope that your week goes this fast as well. In fact, if you missed today's show or any time, you can download it and re-listen to the podcast immediately after the show concludes. Remember, this show will rerun every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here on NBR and Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IRN. If you have any suggestions or want to be a part of the further show or want us to troubleshoot something, message us anytime. And remember, we are here for you. Once again,
giving our veterans a voice.
Hey, next week, everybody, April 16th, Angels Wings Transport. Have a great week. Be safe, everybody.
Peace.
Peace.